For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Michael Murphy, and we're going to be talking about chemtrails. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what's the major issue today? Why are the major issues those wicked Muslims want to build a mosque, you know, in the shadow of the World Trade Center and dishonor all those people who died on September 11th? But the question is, did the planes really bring the buildings down? There is a great deal of evidence that this was controlled demolition. Certainly Building 7 was controlled demolition. And if you watch the Twin Towers come down, you notice that the top of the buildings actually disappear before as the buildings coming down. How could those upper stories of the Twin Towers have come down unless, of course, there were explosives in the buildings? And certainly architects and engineers who understand construction will tell you that there had to be explosives in the buildings. How did the wicked gentleman, Osama bin Laden, get those explosives in the building and managed to coordinate that his attack with all the military exercises that morning that were simulating the hijacking of planes and crashing them into buildings? And how did they get Dick Cheney to put in an order that there was a stand-down order that morning that our military fighter planes were not to intercept the hijacked planes? How did Osama bin Laden do that? Well, I don't think he did. I think this is a scam, just exactly as this whole issue of the Muslim mosque is a scam. It's to keep idle minds busy. And which side do you want to be on? And you shouldn't be on either side. You want to understand they're manipulating you. The real enemy is not in a cave in Pakistan or in Moscow or in Beijing. The real enemy is at the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations at 58 East 68th Street in New York City, certainly at the headquarters of the Trilateral Commission. And America is under attack today. We are being sprayed with toxic chemicals and toxic minerals that are having a devastating effect on the health of people all across America, and they know exactly what they're doing, but it's all top secret. After all, we can't let the American people know what's going on. Well, our guest this morning, Michael Murphy, has been working on the subject of chemtrails for a long time, and he has some of the most fascinating footage you're ever going to see, working in conjunction with our good friend Ed Griffin. He's putting together a DVD. When will the DVD be available, Michael?
Well, we're looking for a fall release. So right now, if we're on schedule, which I think that we are, we're looking for a mid-October release for the film, which is called What in the World Are They Spraying?
All right, fine. Well, you pick up the story and go from there.
Well, really interesting because our interest came, obviously, because we saw the long, lingering trails in the sky. So, you know, I just want to say initially when somebody had told me that airplanes were creating artificial clouds, I really thought that they were crazy. And it wasn't until a couple years later that somebody actually pointed out an airplane that was spraying. And I said, you know, that's unusual. And I had noticed that some of the sky had been changing in Arizona. When I first moved there in the late 80s, it was a very deep blue. And I noticed that there was more haze in the sky, but I didn't know what to attribute it to until somebody had pointed out that plane. And then I began researching the issue called chemtrails. And what I found was pretty shocking. But my real interest in the documentary didn't really get started until I went to a geoengineering conference, which was in San Diego. And back in February, geoengineers met at the AAAS meeting at the San Diego Convention Center. And for 3 days, they laid out their plans and proposals of what's scientifically called stratosphere aerosol geoengineering. And essentially what these programs were and the proposals by geoengineers were spraying 10 to 20 million tons of aluminum into the upper atmosphere for the stated goal of cooling the planet.
In other words, basically putting a shield up there that would cause the rays of the sun to be reflected so they wouldn't get down here, so it would alleviate global warming. Was that the idea?
Well, that was the idea that they were stating. However, since I went to that conference and began researching this issue, there have been many studies that actually show that putting aerosols into the sky would warm the planet. And in about the past 12 to 15 years, we have seen, in correlation to what many people believe is the spraying of these aerosols, nighttime temperatures increase. And exactly what the studies show, that putting an aerosol into the sky would increase nighttime temperatures.
Because it would actually increase the greenhouse effect. In other words, the greenhouse keeps the rays of the sun that hit the earth from bouncing back again. So that's what the greenhouse effect is, and that's why at nighttime, when, because we don't have any direct sunlight, we do not have the temperature drop too far below zero. It's because of the greenhouse effect that traps the heat and keeps us warm at nighttime, and certainly when the sun is not striking the planet. So pick the story up, Michael. What have you found? You've certainly these geoengineers talking about a spraying, but of course they're not going to admit they've already been spraying, or maybe do you think that some of them know and realize this has been going on for a long time?
Well, I absolutely do. And during the conference, I had asked questions to the geoengineers, have any of these programs been deployed? And they emphatically denied it. And they assured me that what people have been reporting on the increase around the globe is simply just normal contrails. So it sparked my interest, though, because during the meeting, I met some other people from Northern California, and the breaking story out of that meeting was the use of aluminum as a proposal in these meetings. They were saying that aluminum is, A, more reflective, and, B, more cost-effective. So the use of aluminum would be better for them in implementing these programs. What I learned at that meeting was that people all around the world were performing rain tests, snow tests, soil tests, which were revealing thousands of times the normal amounts of aluminum, barium, and they've also found strontium. What's amazing was, what's being found in the rain and snow matches geoengineers' plans exactly, and there's also many different patents that have been designed and for the use of spraying aluminum into the sky.
Go right ahead.
Well, what we began to do was do this research, and we found how toxic aluminum is both to ecosystems and human health. So we began.
We'll be back in just a moment. Hang on, Michael. We'll be right back.
Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Michael Murphy, and of course, we're talking about chemtrails. Now, basically, what they have found, there are people who are researching this all across the world, and you're not going to hear about it because the media is controlled. But the group in Northern California has been checking the snow up there, and said there should not be large quantities of aluminum in the snow or large quantities of barium. Why? Because aluminum is one of the most toxic substances in the world, and we'll be talking about that at our conference. We're having one of the world's leading experts on aluminum coming and talking about how the toxicity of aluminum, of course, it's in other things. It's in every vaccine shot you get. It's the alum that's put in there as an adjuvant. But, of course, we're talking about putting it in the air, getting it into the ground, getting into the roots of trees, and what happens? Why? They die, just like people do. But go ahead, certainly, Michael. What did the people in Northern California find about the how much aluminum is there in the snow? There shouldn't be any aluminum in the snow unless somebody is putting it into the air and it's precipitating out in the rain and snow. But what are they finding?
That's right. Well, initially, they began to see the forests up in the Redding, Mount Shasta area. Everything started to die, the vegetation, the trees, anything that was natural. So they began doing pH tests. And what they found was at a bare minimum, over the past 10 years, the pH has increased by 10 to 12 times the normal levels. So they began to say, why is this happening? Why is everything dying off on our property? And, again, they began to do rain tests and snow tests, and what they found was massive amounts of aluminum. Aluminum will, when it gets into the rain, snow, and soil, it will increase the pH. Of course, it acts like a buffer. That's why aluminum is in a lot of antacids, because it's a buffer. So as a result, they're seeing pH increase, and, of course, many plant life needs an acidic soil to grow in that area. As a result, they believe that's why they're seeing it die off. How high was the aluminum? Francis Mangles, who is a retired biologist, he worked for the USDA for a number of years, did a test on Mount Shasta, and he said that it should have about 5 parts per billion aluminum in it, and drinking water allowables call for no more than 50 parts per billion. Government action is required at 1,000. Dr. Stan, guess how high the aluminum level was on that test on Mount Shasta?
It was down, what, 1 in a million or something? 4 or 5 in a million?
Well, it should normally be about 5 parts per billion. It was 61,100 parts per billion. That snow is toxic. Hikers climb that mountain assuming that the snow is clean because it's far removed from industry or any other pollutants, and it's not because, of course, they witnessed the aerial spraying very heavy in that area. So the hikers are drinking it, and it's not good at all.
So it's about 1,000 times what it ought to be. And, of course, certainly...
Doctor, it's hundreds of thousand times what it should be. It should be 5 parts per billion. It's 61,100
61,000 times. Okay, fine.
It is through the roof. So, I mean, it's over 1,000 times the toxic limit. Over 61 times the toxic limit, yes. Very high.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, they know what they're doing. That's why, they really are planning on eliminating a large part of the world's population. And what a wonderful way to do it. And the average individual has no idea what's happening now. Chris, how can we separate contrails from chemtrails? Certainly we know that the planes will produce contrails. Certainly the airliners produce contrails. We can see them. How can we separate contrails from chemtrails?
Well, I mean, that's a great question because contrails have been around since airplanes have been flying, and they usually dissipate in about 4 to 5 seconds. Now, some experts claim that persistent contrails will vary in the length that they stay in the air due to temperature and humidity, which probably is true. However, again, usually contrails dissipate within a few seconds to a few minutes. What we're seeing today is the aerial spraying. Of course, it matches geoengineers' proposals for the stratospheric aerosol geoengineering programs. You can see a long line that persists, and it goes for several miles, if not hundreds of miles. And after it's sprayed, it literally drops, falls down, spreads out, and turns into an artificial cloud. And that's the main difference. I mean, a contrail is real similar to when we breathe in cold air. Of course, when we breathe, when it's cold out, you don't see a trail for several miles behind someone that breathes. It quickly dissipates, and that's real similar to what a contrail is.
Okay, so I think it's important that people understand this is not imaginary. This is really very real. Now, you actually have a lot of great pictures of these other planes actually spraying, don't you?
Yes. We sure do. We put a call out on the Internet because we're looking for different photographs of this. Of course, if you go on the Internet, people from around the world are taking pictures. They're also videotaping this. So we literally got thousands of different videos of the aerial spray. And what was interesting, many of these photos, you can actually see in mid-flight the trails being turned on and turned off. It's pretty amazing and really indicates that, yes, these are not contrails. They're without a doubt aerosols that are being sprayed.
Well, now, basically, we've interviewed other people, you know, years ago that were talking about these spraying programs and this whole idea. I think Edward Teller had come up with this idea before he died, you know, between the spraying to try to cut it back on global warming. And so there's no question. They've been talking about this. They've been planning this. But they've been doing it as well. Has anybody from the other side ever come forward? Because it's top secret. If you work for the government and you were ever to reveal this, why, you'd go to prison. So it's very difficult to get information on this. Have you had any opportunity to talk to anybody in the government or working for the Air Force, you know, who will admit that this is going on?
Well, we have. We've spoken to a few people, none who would be willing to come forward and identify themselves. We also interviewed California governor candidate Shalene Nightingale on this issue, and she's well aware of the aerosol spraying. And she said that she spoke to a high-decorated Air Force official who confirmed, you know, her thoughts on these programs. And he said, Shalene, and he was the one that actually made her aware of the chemtrail issues. He said, hey, we're having a whole bunch of chemtrails today. And Shalene said, chemtrails, what is that? He said, well, look up in the sky. See those? He said, do your research, honey. These things are not good. And you can actually see that interview on my website, truthmediaproductions.com, of Shalene Nightingale.
And I think people have to understand that the people who work for the government or who have worked for the government are afraid to come forward. They are afraid in America because they'll go to prison or worse. And we actually have interviews with other people who've been in the military who've been threatened not only with prison but with death if they ever reveal the truth. So, I mean, how can you have a free society? How can you have the transparent society that Obama talks about when this is going on and when his administration is concealing everything just like everybody else does? The last thing they want is for the American people to know what they're doing. Now, this is really going on all throughout the world, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, these are worldwide operations, and they've been reported over every NATO country and many other countries. There are just a couple of countries that are not reporting the aerosol spraying. So there appears to be some sort of world governance alliance within these secret programs. And then also geoengineers met in California in March at the Asilomar conference, where they were discussing implementing world government for these programs. So, yes, this is a worldwide operation. And it does appear that this is definitely linked and part of the New World Order, One World Government agenda.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Mike, he's on the front lines of this battle. And Sydney, do we know much about the toxicity of aluminum? Certainly, have you run into people who've studied how toxic this is and how it affects the human body?
Oh, my God, yes. We've during our investigation, we've interviewed a lot of healthcare professionals and some physicians as well. And as many people know, people many years ago quit cooking with aluminum because of its toxicity. Now, aluminum can be linked to many neurological problems, including Alzheimer's. Ironically enough, we've seen an incredible increase in Alzheimer's, not only in the U.S., but worldwide. And within a 10-year period during when these programs started, in L.A. County alone, there was over a 200% increase in Alzheimer's. And we've seen similar increases throughout the world where these programs are believed to be implemented. Also, we've seen neurological illness go through the roof on a worldwide basis as well. So we have spoken to a lot of people, and we have tests, which will be on the film, of people who have gotten hair follicle tests. We traveled to Maui, Hawaii, where they're spraying offshore, and they're just getting hammered over there. But we stayed on an organic farm, and there was a four-year-old who grew up on that farm, never received a vaccine, and they decided to get her hair follicle test because the parents were aware of the aerosol spraying. Her aluminum levels were through the roof. And as many people know, an organic farm in the middle of the Pacific, she shouldn't be getting much of any aluminum. So, people are definitely being poisoned with this. And then physicians that we spoke with also informed us of the toxicity of barium. And barium will, A, reduce our immune systems and then cause other problems such as high blood pressure and neurological disorders as well, according to the physicians that we've spoken to. They say that the synergistic effect when we're inhaling these high amounts of toxicity will attack whatever weak point there is in the body. So perhaps it could lead to kidney damage, cancers, many other things. And, of course, we're seeing an increase in these illnesses at the same time when we're seeing an increase in deployment of these programs. So from a health perspective, and I'll give you another number, in the past 5 years, respiratory mortality has gone from number 8 down to number 3 on the list of mortality. So people are dying more of lung-related illnesses. Of course, at the same time as this, we have seen a dramatic increase and continue to of asthma. So many of the physicians and people that we've spoken to believe that these are directly correlated to the programs that correlate to the high amounts of the substances in the rain, snow, soil. And, you know, I think it'd be foolish to assume anything else at this point.
Well, now, does the aluminum, when it gets into the soil, does it get into the plants as well? Do we it increase the amount of aluminum that we're eating in our fruits and vegetables?
Well, it's, of course it does. It is. It's absorbed by not only us humans because we inhale it in, but also the plants. But, hey, Dr. Stan, I've got some great news for you, and that is this. There now is an aluminum-resistant GMO seed, which was developed at Cornell University, and this seed will be able to thrive in this new environment. So I say this sarcastically, we have to put our hands out to these people who have been so gracious to give us this aluminum-resistant seed. Of course, I'm being facetious. It scares me because a lot of people believe, with this relation to the GMO seed, that this in part could be part of, an agenda to literally kill off anything that's natural and organic and make people dependent on these new GMO seeds. It certainly looks like it's heading in that direction.
And ladies and gentlemen, there really are evil and wicked people in the world. They hold the reins of power. They have their doomsday seed bank up above the Arctic Circle there so that they can have good seeds when they start in all over again. Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning. I'm Mike Murphy. And, Mike, do you have a website, anything you'd like to get out for our listeners?
Of course I do. In many of the clips, including the trailer for What in the World Are They Spraying, the chemtrail documentary we're working on, can be found at truthmediaproductions.com or my blog, and you can also read some articles that I've written on the issue of chemtrails geoengineering on Truth Media Productions at blogspot.com. And, yeah, I think you'll find it very informative and very scientific, what we have provided.
I think it's so vitally important that people understand that these things are not imaginary. Why would any rational person do this sort of thing? Well, because we're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people with a different worldview who believe that there are too many people in the world. We've got to do away with a lot of them. And people say, well, that's crazy. And you're absolutely right. But, of course, we live in a world gone mad. And they focus our attention on the mosque issue. But, of course, there's so many very real threats to our health. And they're taking place on a daily basis. They know what's going on. And the fact you never read about this in the media simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today through the media over what the American people think. Well, certainly, you must be talking to people all throughout the world. Now, there have been actually international meetings on this subject, haven't there, where people from all over the world are getting together and expressing their opinions and concerns, and yet totally blocked out by the controlled media. What are these meetings that are being held?
Well, the one that we went to, and it will also be in the documentary, was in April, and it was an international chemtrail symposium. A former mayor, Peter Verriek, who was a mayor in Belgium, had developed this and put it together. So people, experts and people who have been writing about this issue had met from around the world to address this issue. We had healthcare experts. We had scientists who were addressing this issue. So it was really a one-day symposium where we got together and shared knowledge. We had a tremendous interest from the public there in Belgium, and we had had an incredible attendance. However, you're correct. This was blacked out by the media. You can find information on the Belfort Group's website. Just put in Chemtrail International Symposium if you want more information on this. But no, ABC, Fox News, MSNBC, they weren't running with this ball. Of course, Dr. Stan, you had mentioned that the media is controlled. Yes, about seven families control all of the corporate mainstream media, and they all have corporate interests. And just going back to these programs, these are multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar worldwide operations. There is tremendous financial and political interest associated with these programs. They're illicit, illegal, and destructive. To think that they would make them overt at this point of the game is absolutely ludicrous. So they're doing what they can to really demonize anybody who is questioning geoengineering programs, demonizing these people as lunatics and people who are not valid. However, now, as we had stated, people are gathering about this. It's scientists, people who have degrees, people who do have credibility. Now it's starting to get attention by scientists, and they're trying to wonder, okay, now that we're doing these programs, how do we go about bringing this from a covert program to an overt program? That's why we're now beginning to see geoengineers who are starting to sell this to the public, stating that they're saving the planet. Look what they're doing for us. They're saving the planet from this threat of global warming. Well, we don't think that has anything to do with it, and we don't think that what they're doing is good, because all of the evidence points toward death and destruction with these programs.
And of course, it is so incredible that they're able to do this. And while they focus our attention on Afghanistan and 10 people killed a day or 16 people killed a day in Iraq, and ladies and gentlemen, millions of people's health is being destroyed. The health of children and infants, helpless people throughout the world are being intentionally poisoned. But the last thing they want is for the public to know what these evil and wicked people are really doing. Now, who is doing the spraying? Is this the Air Force? Is this CIA? Is this NSA? Is this one of these intelligence agencies nobody even knows about? Who is actually doing this? Where do the planes come from?
Well, that's a great question, and I think the answer to that is all of the above. Now, we had mentioned that there appears to be world governance on the secret program, and many people have photographed NATO planes doing the spraying. However, there have also been photographs and videos taken of private corporations. Cargo Lux, which I believe is out of Germany, had been videoed doing their spraying. So it appears that it's a corporate slash perhaps Air Force slash CIA slash world government program. And you have to remember, there are companies that produce and make this aluminum and ship this aluminum, barium, strontium, and God knows what else they're putting up there. So it's not only black ops are corporations, and I think if you look at some of the different aluminum companies, you get to get an understanding of how these programs work. So there's been a lot of reports of people claiming that some of the secret bases in Arizona are in part associated with these programs. So it's all of the above. This is not a single agency. It's a multi-dimensional program that we're seeing.
Well, no, Evergreen, I think that's the name of this CIA airplane company. Are they involved?
Well, I think so. Absolutely. And Evergreen, you know, people have leaked things on radio programs and written articles who claim that they have worked at Evergreen and stated that, yes, Evergreen is a big player within this these operations. But again, that's one small component of this because these are worldwide operations that are going on. They're going on literally 24 hours, 7 days a week. So there are bases all around the world that are involved with this. So it's, yes, it is Evergreen, but it goes much further than that, I believe.
And of course, the military has unlimited money. The United States military spends more money than all the rest of the world military expenditures together. Well, perhaps until very recently, now the Chinese are spending more money, but we're funneling the money to the Chinese so they can put it into their military. But we have the military has unlimited funds, and they can use those funds, they can use CIA funds, they can use NSA funds, they can use CIA black budget funds and from the drug industry, drug business. Certainly, there are all sorts of money out there, and when you see these things, and sometimes you see these most amazing cross patterns in the sky, and they're actually, they'll start out with a chemtrail, and then it'll sort of merge into clouds, and you'll actually see how the sky loses its beautiful blue color, and then it gets sort of constantly hazy. Would that be a fair description of what's going on, Michael?
Absolutely. And here in Southern California, we haven't seen much spraying during the summer, but yes. What they do, they typically start spraying early in the morning and by...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Michael Murphy, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Are these used, this spring, is this used in any way for weather modification? How does this tie into HARP, the High Atmosphere Auroral Research Project?
Right. Well, the HARP program is an over program. They're open about it. Jesse Ventura did a special on this in this new program. And, we believe it is. The HARP program uses frequencies to heat up the ionosphere and also to manipulate weather and different changes in ecology and in the atmosphere. It appears that it needs a metal in the sky, such as aluminum or perhaps barium. Barium is a desiccant, so it can change clouds. It can dissipate clouds. But it appears that in order to heat up the atmosphere, they would need a metal particulate in the sky for these programs. Now, let's look at the weather changes that we've seen, just over the past 12 years. They're incredible. Now we see in China over 1.3 million homes have been destroyed in the past couple of weeks due to strange weather. And, of course, we're seeing incredible changes in Russia as well. Many people believe that this is a covert weather war that we're seeing with this new technology. I certainly believe that it is. We're seeing changes and having records, 100-year records, just about every year in different areas on the Earth. So there's no doubt in my mind that these are in part weather modification programs. And I think when you put that type of power into the hands of people that do not have good intentions and, as you stated, are evil people, I think it's a recipe for disaster. And that's what we're seeing. It's amazing. People tell me, well, if it's weather modification, why are they having terrible weather in China? Why are they having terrible weather in Russia? Wouldn't they change the weather for the better? And I'm saying no, because that's not their intention. They are using this to gain power, and they are using it to gain control of nations, maybe to perhaps get them to conform to this world government model that they've been working so aggressively at. So, to think that you put that type of power into the hands of a select few, that they would use it for the good, I think is just lunacy. And, of course, we're seeing exactly the opposite.
Well, I think one of the hardest things is for the average person to believe that there is organized evil in the world. And yet look around, ladies and gentlemen, and look at all the terrible things that are happening today in Pakistan. And suddenly look at what's happening in the Central Valley of California, where they've just shut down agriculture, and in what some communities you have 35 or 40% unemployment. Could these things happen all throughout the earth? Absolutely. Because, of course, the wicked people are in control of the reins of power. Well, certainly. Is Ed Griffin helping you finance this? I know Ed has talked about this. He's been very passionate in wanting to get your video out. Are you working in close conjunction with Ed, or how sort of relationship do you have?
Well, Ed's role has been incredible, because when he heard about the program, of course, I had interviewed him. And he took an interest, and he said, you know, I might be able to help you guys out. Of course, Paul Wittenberger and myself our new filmmaker. So he said, I think I can help you finance this. Let's give it a shot. So Ed has been financing this. Of course, we put together a promotion to get the financing for the production funding. We hit our goal within a day and a half. The outpouring has been incredible. But Ed has also been a, you know, coach of wisdom, pretty much a coach on the sideline, kind of making suggestions about, you know, the questions that we can ask and how to put this thing together. So, of course, he has a lot of experience with issues similar to this, and that's his role in this, and we couldn't be more than happy to have him involved in that capacity. You couldn't get a better coach than him, let me tell you.
I've known Ed for 48 years. He's a good man. He's an honorable man. I'm glad he's there working with you. I think this is such an important subject. If we could get the American people to understand that the enemy is not overseas, the enemy is here. The enemy is not interested in helping us. In fact, they're interested in destroying humanity. Once you understand that, you can begin to understand the senseless wars and the new diseases and why first treatments for cancer have been suppressed. And why so much, why the government would come out with all sort of food pyramids telling us how to eat. All the wrong things. Gee, shucks, how could they be so stupid unintentionally? And the same thing is true with the pharmaceutical industry. America, the individuals here are really under attack all the time, and chemtrails plays an important part of that. Certainly, we have HAARP. We have, of course, the weather modification going on. You've got about a minute and a half to wrap up the program, Michael.
Sure, yeah. What? If anybody wants the trailer for the film, you can go to our website, which is truthmediaproductions.com, and you could also click on the YouTube, because the film is What in the World Are They Spraying? Look for What in the World Are They Spraying? Official trailer. But, you know, really our purpose of the film is not only to provide information about these programs. We really, really want to encourage people, A, to research this, to study up on it, and then to get activated and address this. Like you said, this is in part a population control agenda. And for the most part, I would say about 90% of the population is largely unaware of these programs. That tells me that we have about 90% of people who would do something, or a large number of people who would do something, but are not doing anything because they're unaware of this. So I think awareness right now is a step that we need to take. Of course, we have attorneys, we have politicians who are just starting to address this, and that's a first step in this issue. But if pressure is not put where it needs to be put, we shouldn't expect these conditions in these programs and the death and destruction that we're seeing to change. So I want to encourage everybody, A, to research this, and B, start sounding the alarms. When you see the aerosol spraying, point it out to people and say, hey, do you know what that is? That's an airplane creating an artificial cloud. It's very toxic to you and I. And I think once we get the word out, and even we're also reaching out to people who might be part of these programs. I don't think that many of the pilots who are involved with this know just how destructive these programs are. So we really want to reach out to them as well, and we think that some of them will get conviction in their hearts and begin to come out and publicly speak about their involvements with these. I believe.
God bless. Thanks very much, Michael. Look forward to getting that film. Please let me know as soon as it's available. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, understand here, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, there really is a population control agenda. We do have a four-tape set on chemtrails. We have a four-tape set on HARP. We actually have a book on weather modification. We have a book on HARP written by our friend Jerry Smith before he died. We've got a great DVD on weather modification put out by Bob Fletcher. Important information. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they really are modifying the weather. They know exactly what they're doing. But, of course, they don't want you to know. And this, of course, all gets into this effort to destroy the health of our children, of our people, to eliminate most of the people in the world. You really need to get my talk on the planned population reduction. Planned population reduction. We have a talk called Nundare, call it genocide. We have a talk on population control. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. The fact that they're using vaccines to destroy the health of our children, I mean, certainly one in every six American children, according to the CDC, has a neurodevelopmental or learning disability. One in nine children has asthmatic. One in 11 to 12 children has severe allergies. One in 66 boys has autism. One in 90 to 100 children has autism. And you don't see this in children who do not take the vaccines. They know what they're doing. We have a great DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. They're destroying the fertility of children throughout the world. That's what the vaccine program is all about. Why do you think the people who are in favor of population control want to vaccinate all those little black and brown children to save their lives? They believe in population control, ladies and gentlemen. They know exactly what they're doing. If you get this DVD, Mercury, Autism, and the Global Vaccine Agenda by Dr. David Ayoub, you'll get a free CD-ROM with several thousand pages of scientific data. They know what they're doing. We carry the Simpson Wood Report, the CDC top secret report, on how they're destroying the lives of our children. And you'll actually read what the CDC official said about, well, my grandchildren aren't going to get those vaccines, but how are we going to conceal the truth from the American people? That's what it's all about. They control the media. That's why you're not getting this, and this is why I do what I do 5 hours a day, why we have the Simpson Wood Report. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember, we have our all-day conference on the 17th of October. That's the 17th of October. You'll need a reservation because we're serving lunch. Great conference. We're bringing Dr. Ayoub back again this year. He's going to be talking about aluminum. He's going to be talking about aluminum. And you need to understand, they're destroying the lives of our children. Are you concerned? Do you really care Are you more worried about the mosque or football or whatever else, Tiger Woods? Ladies and gentlemen, they distract us from the important things. They never mention the threat to you and your children. There is a population control agenda. If you don't believe it, go up on the Internet and just type in population control agenda and my name or Radio Liberty or just population control agenda. Pull down the treatise I wrote it a decade ago. And, of course, there's much more since then. But understand, they're poisoning our children. These people hate children. When you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Go up there, get pulled down the population control agenda, watch the DVDs, read the newsletters, listen to the programs, and then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our mission and our next.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorneys.